Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our first edition of our high school wrestling locker room chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, getting set for the 2015-16 season. You've had some time to see your kids in practices. You have three guys that are back from qualifying for state last year, and Blaine Harris, Caden Emmett, and Carter Wessling, who finished third place at 138 pounds a year ago for your team. So you have some experience back, and what are your overall thoughts about this year's group?
Well, as you say, I've got some experience back with Harris, Emmett, and Wessling. And last year we had six or seven freshmen that a lot of them saw varsity action. So those kids are all back as sophomores, and they got some varsity experience in them from last year. So we're still a young team. I've only got two seniors on the team with Carter Wessling, a senior, and Dustin Williams, a senior. So two seniors, and then the rest are underclassmen, a bunch of sophomores and a nice group of freshmen and a few juniors in there. So we're still a little inexperienced and still a little young, but I'm just really pleased with the work ethic of these kids in the practice room the last 2 weeks, and they want to get better, and they're working hard, and I'm very pleased with what I'm seeing. I've got 23 kids out, a nice number for us, and we're excited about our first competition coming up.
Kind of looking at your team, you also have a new guy in the room this year with assistant coach Nate Nas. How's he been as far as blending in with the staff and what he brings to the table after being a head coach at Lincoln?
Yeah, we're just very excited to have Nate. As you said, he was at Lincoln for the last 9 years as a head coach and stepped in this year and coached football, of course, and is just doing a fantastic job. Did a great job in football, and I'm very much looking forward to working with him in the wrestling room.
Talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojans. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll speak about what's going on this week. And the competition starts with a couple duels. We'll talk about that after the break on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on KD Country 94. We actually have Beloit Trojan wrestling beginning on Friday. We're talking with head coach Andy Nemchek of the Trojans. You'll go on to the Phillipsburg double duels coming up Friday, coach, where you'll have Phillipsburg and Plainville, a couple teams from the Mid-Continent League. And then Saturday will be Solana South JV tournament as well there in Solana. What are your overall thoughts, first of Phillipsburg and the double duel that you'll see there?
Well, Phillipsburg and Plainville are traditionally strong 3A, 2A schools, and we're certainly going to be, we've had this on our schedule for a long time now, and we always start with a very, very tough duel, double duel with those two teams, and as you know, Phillipsburg just stepped off the football field with a state championship, so most of their football players haven't had a lot of mat time yet, but, you know, they're coming in with a bunch of good athletes, and those kids are going to step on the mat, and they're just good athletes, and we're going to have trouble with them, even though they haven't been on the mat. And Joe Burrish, the coach at Phillipsburg, will put together a nice team, and we're looking for a very tough duel there against Phillipsburg and Plainville. The same Plainville puts together a great team every year, and it's always a good duel between us and these two schools. So, you know, we start out tough, and that's okay. It lets us know where we stand right off the bat, and we're going to see some good individuals and some good matches, and we're going to know where we stand right off the bat. On Saturday, we'll be taking about a dozen kids to Salina South, the JV tournament there. There are about 10 or 12 teams involved in this, so it's a fairly large tournament, and our kids are going to get some matches in against kids their own ability, and that's the great thing about taking kids to a JV tournament. You match them up in an A bracket or a B bracket. You try to match kids up according to skill level and ability, and get kids matches, and nothing comes but good things come out of that. So we're excited to take these young kids and let them. We've been working hard in the room, and they need to show what they can do.
Andy Nemchak, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, we certainly thank you for your time. We'll look forward to chatting Trojan Wrestling all season, and best of luck as you open out the season coming up on Friday.
All right, thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, joins us here this evening. Coach, you have some experience coming back, three state qualifiers from a year ago, and Lance Hall, Spencer Heiss, and Derek Nagley that all qualified for state that are back for you. Basically the same group that you had a season ago, and you've had some time to get some practices in. What's everything looking like as far as your team's concerned here early on as you get ready for Bulldog Wrestling?
Yeah, things are going well. Like I said, we got three back, made state qualifiers, and had two others that were just a couple points away from even making state. So, yeah, everyone's back. Got eight kids in the room. I didn't gain any freshmen, which that's kind of bad, I guess. But the kids I do have are going to work hard, and you know we know that. And we're hoping we pick up where we left off. That's kind of our goal, and gain from there. Actually, maybe we've had some camps. Took some kids at camps this past summer, and so maybe not even pick up where we left off. Hopefully, start a little bit further ahead. So that's the plan for this year, and like I say, hopefully, at least those three guys go back again and add a couple more.
When you look at your group right now, is there anything that's standing out about them here early on in practices?
Not only thing, like I say, they're working hard, so that's the main thing right now. Got a little bit of weight. We're trying to kind of get things settled in. We've got some kids that are jockeying around a little bit. Boys got a couple kind of stacked on top of each other here and there, so it'll work itself out. But no, as far as in the room, you know, everyone's shown up. We had the little break here yesterday with the break in the weather. We didn't have a Monday practice with no school, but we did have some practice over the holiday weekend, and everybody showed up for that for the most part. And like I say, they've done well. They've just really been working hard, and like I say, I'm hoping we pick up a little better than we left off last year and move forward from there. So.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll speak about and go over the matchups that are coming up this weekend. The Osborne Tournament will be the first competition for the Bulldogs. We'll talk about it after the break on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, and coach getting set for the Osborne Tournament coming up this weekend. You've had, as we talked about in the first segment, plenty of time to get on the mat and get practices in, and now you'll take that to competition. What are your expectations coming up on Saturday in your home tournament?
Yeah, being our home tournament is a plus and a minus. It's a minus as far as me having to work quite a bit, but in the the athletic director and just getting things around, situated for the tournament. But other than that, it's kind of nice to have one at home. We start off and don't have to travel, I guess, and we get to kind of showcase, see where we're at the beginning. The ugly part of that is we have some tough teams come in here. So if we do well, it does kind of set the tone a little bit, set the bar kind of high if we do well. And we also, the bar's going to be set high if we don't do well. And we need to start working on some other things. So last year I thought we kind of took some lumps, but it was all good in the end because we could see progression as we went through and we wrestled some tough teams. You know, Smith Center's always here, Phillipsburg, Minneapolis, Lions. Those teams are always tough. And Russell was here last year. We got Nebraska, Red Cloud, Blue Hill coming down, Ellis Hill City, Stockton. So it's not an easy tournament as far as that goes, and there's a lot of good competition. All those guys will be at the state tournament when we're finished. I know we lost to a couple kids during our tournament, but at the end of the year we came back and beat some of those kids. So it's a good indicator to kind of see where we are at the beginning of the season. And it's always, like I say, it's a good tournament, I think. It's kind of tough. It's tough on me as far as putting together. I gotta not focus quite as much in practice as I'd like to because I'm worried about the tournament stuff. But I'd say it's a good one to start with, and we'll go from there. And we're hoping to have some little better results this year. I think we'll be a little better as a team. So that's kind of our main goal right now.
It's Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in our Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck to your group as you get set to start the season coming up on Saturday.
Yep, thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Now, welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in our Locker Room Chats wrestling program, getting set to go again here, coach. And looks like in 2015-16, you have some experience back, returning state champion in David Heilman and state qualifiers Colton Hutchinson, Cale Rogers, and Caden Meitler are all back for your squad this year, as you have had a little bit of a chance with football going long to see these kids in the practice room. What are your thoughts overall on how the kids are competing right now and getting ready for this season?
Well, we just started Monday, so mm-hmm. I felt like it was really important after the season we had in football to give them another week off and let them heal up. We had some guys that got pretty banged up in the Peaver game and had been banged up all year, and you know, nothing major, but just needed a rest, so we didn't start until yesterday, actually.
As you kind of look at this year's group, what do you expect to see from them? I know each year it's hard to gauge until you actually get on the mats and see how everybody's doing and the progress that you've made. But what are your expectations for this year's team?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether they ever change. We at Smith Center, you know, in sports and in education, everything we do, we have high expectations for our students. We have high expectations for our athletes. I don't think our expectations have changed much. We might be a little bit better this year, so they might be expected to do a little bit better than they did last year. We're going to compete. We're going to put some fresh blood out there on the mat as well, and we're going to have some kids being able to go to different weights and do some things for us. I'm looking forward to seeing what we got as well. You just don't have a clue until you actually get on the mat, and really you don't even have a clue until probably late January, February starts rolling around. So we'll just plug away every week, and, you know, I got a great assistant coach in Landon Keysweater, who was a couple-time state champion for Norton Blue Jays, and he's a national champ, those types of things. So he's fun to have in the room as well.
Talking with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up and when the season starts, where Smith Center's headed. We'll talk about that after the break on Katy Country 94.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement used tractor sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you'll move on and get ready to start the season here coming up on Saturday at the Osborne Invitational. Their place, a tournament that's not always loaded with a lot of good teams, but an opportunity to start out the season and see where you stand as far as that's concerned. What are your thoughts on Osborne coming up this weekend and what you expect to see there?
Well, you're right. It's not a loaded tournament by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a great starting point for us, and we'll just go down there and see what we got. Hopefully, we got some guys that can get down to weight, and hopefully, we got some guys that can get up to weight. So we're kind of all over the place this year. I think we'll be fairly full. I don't think I'll have a six pounder, 13 pounder, 20 pounder. 20-pounder is a possibility, but I think we'll be full from then on up. But, it's just a gauge. It's a starting point. It's just kind of like the first game of the football season or first basketball game. You'd like to start higher than normal, but we'll see what happens.
When you go out to your first meet, what do you look for as a coach? Do you focus on technique more than anything else and just trying to build that back up and get back into the maybe wrestling shape?
Yeah, I think so. You definitely can't focus on shape right now, and I don't care if you've been wrestling. I really don't care if you've been wrestling for whenever you could, a couple weeks ago, whenever practice could start, because there's nothing like getting in match shape. I mean, nothing can get you in match shape unless you just wrestle in those situations. So I think you got to focus more on what each kid is individually good at and what their weaknesses are as well.
It's Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for your time this week. We'll look forward to chatting with you all season, and best of luck at Osborne on Saturday.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dusty. Always a pleasure.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement Service Department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, our Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're pleased to be joined by John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Wrestling Program for the first time here in 2015-16, and it'll be fun to chat with you here this year, Coach. I know you're taking over the program. You've had plenty of time as a assistant coach in the Lincoln Wrestling Program, and you know the kids well. What's everything been going like so far here in your first season as the head coach there at Lincoln?
It has been progressing very, very well. I have a top-notch assistant coach that I was fortunate enough to coach from Federation as a youth all the way up through high school, and now he's my assistant, which is very rare anymore, but he is a very high quality young man that's really out for the best of the kids, knows he's full of knowledge on the art of wrestling, and works really well with the kids. Our team is a young team, full of heart, and we're really going to do, I think we're probably going to surprise a few people, but that's to be seen yet, but it won't be from lack of effort, I can tell you that.
What do your numbers look like this year for the Leopard Wrestling Program?
Well, one at 103, and then our 13-pounder. We'll have 20, 21-pounder, 26-pounder, either 45 or 52, depending on where he falls, and possibly a 60-pounder. We have two girl wrestlers and one of them just had a gallbladder surgery, and we're waiting for her to heal up and get back in the practice room. She's there helping, you know, as best she can with the other kids. And once she gets healthy, we'll see where her weight falls. And then we have a real nice little heavyweight coming up that's showing a lot of promise as well. So we don't have a lot of numbers, but the ones we have are good kids. Work really, really hard for us, and that's all I ask for.
We're talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up as the season starts this weekend for Lincoln wrestling here on Katy Country 94 in our Locker Room Chats.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, you'll move on and start the season after you've had all the practices and gotten a chance to see what the kids look like. They'll get a chance to get on the mats coming up on Saturday with the Schmeidler Invitational there in Lincoln. You host that season opener yearly. As you look at the competition and where your kids are stacking up against that, what are your overall thoughts on starting out the season coming up on Saturday?
Really looking forward to it. That's always a real good little indicator. You know, it helps us show the kids where they need to work a little bit more on. There's some nice teams coming in. You know, Onega comes all the way here. They're always a top quality team. We St. John's Military. We have a good variety of teams, and it really helps get our novice kids up to speed on what we're doing and why we're doing things the way we do. It's a good step for us, and then the following weekend we go up to Omega for a tournament up there, which is another small step up. They have a JV tournament as well, which really helps where we have some kids that really don't have a lot of experience. We can put them in that tournament there and get some mat time on that, and our varsity team on the other side. So it's a well-run tournament, very good competition up there as well. And then we come back from that to the Stafford double duel on the 17th of December, which there are four teams down there, and they are, Hoisington's going to be there, and they're always a powerhouse. So, you know, you just try to hang on to a shirt tail and see what you can get out of it. And, everybody down there is a good team. And then we'll have the next day at 4 o'clock, we'll have the Lincoln Round Robin that used to be the Belleville Christmas Tournament. It'll start at 4 o'clock here in Lincoln, and then we'll have our Christmas break after that. So it'll go fast, you know, and the kids will they'll step up. They always do. Give you 100%, and that's all you can ask for.
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, we thank you for your time this week, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next week about how everybody comes out with the Schmeidler Invitational.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Teskiat, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskiat in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskiat. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.